coming in, right? And just kind of wide eye, and you end up, you know, playing a lot.
Yeah.
How much different is it this year compared to last year? You know, first game experience going against CSU. Now you, you know, now you're a starter. Talk about that transformation for you, and you know, how nice is it to have 1 year of experience under your belt?
I mean, it's always great having a year of experience. I definitely was anticipating, a little anxious. The first game, I didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
I knew much of my practice, but when I got out there, I mean, what they say is right. It really is just practice. It's just, if you mess up, it just counts. You can't go back and do it.
Right.
And the year underneath my belt really, really helped me. I mean, I feel a lot more calm, cool, and collected. I feel a lot better, you know, going to away games now.
Right.
Getting that whole, you know, crowd moves in. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good year.
Right.
In kind of regards to that, too, is there some advice or some tips that you gave the incoming freshmen that you learned in your first year that you kind of shared with them this year as they're trying to come in and do the same thing?
I mean, these freshmen coming in, we got good freshmen. We got a good offensive line. So there's a lot of competition. And I'm trying to do is anytime I see someone, you know, not fully getting the right technique down. I mean, Marsh, we have one coach, well, basically two coaches for about 15, 20 guys.
Right.
So I try and help out, you know, the tackles. You know, tell them like, hey, you can get your head over. You can help them just a little tweaks and whatnot. And they really appreciate it, helping with the plays. And Daniel Munyer, he's got a good chance of playing this year. I gave him some tips, and like, it's literally, you know, how many people try and hype up games? It's literally just like practice.
Right.
Like, don't let it get to your head. It's really not that big deal. I mean, I had people tell me that too, but it got to my head as well. But
right.
I just try to take it as calm, relax,
right,
really easy. So.
Right. You know, you talk about Coach Marshall and, you know, a few of the coaches that you have. How is the coaching different from last year compared to this year? And is there anything you can just point to and say, yeah, that's, I'm really glad they're going about it that way compared to the way the past six guys did it?
I mean, I respected Johnson a lot. He was a great coach to me. Taught me a lot. And, I mean, I love him for that. He was awesome. I love Marshall, too.
Marshall brings in, you know, a new type of coaching. He can move a little bit better than Johnson. Johnson's a little harder. Like, he couldn't really move that well, but I mean, Marshall comes out firing, ready to go every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he'll chew you out, and he'll get in your face when you're messing up, but he'll also pat you on the back, tell you good job.
Right.
And, I mean, just the intensity of practice, really, is what's been really hyped up. I mean, everyone's really excited to start coaches. We're excited
right.
to go to a new league. And that really has jolted us in practice to go even harder.
Yeah.
So you have kind of a unique situation with Marshall and us playing Cal this year. Is there something, has he been able to, you know, give you tips on their defensive line and some of the schemes they run, or have you not even started talking about the Cal game yet?
We haven't really talked a lot about the Cal game coming up. I think the last thing that he mentioned was I think they have an interior lineman telling us that, you know, we need to get low and stay fitted because they got 6'2", 330 pounds, so just trying to, you know,
cupping you.
Yeah.
Put the fear in you a little bit.
Yeah.
There,
let us know if we don't stay true to the technique, we're going to get,
right,
be in some trouble.
So you're moving to the opposite tackle spot. I assume it's take over for Nate, right? And then you're, you know, Jack Harris might be taking over for the right tackle spot. How do you feel comfortable on both sides of the line? Is there a big difference playing left tackle to right tackle, or do you feel like you'll be able to easily handle it?
I mean, everyone asks me, do I feel any more pressure? I feel like I was when they first threw me at first string right tackle. I mean, I just kind of just accepted it, not let it get big in my head, and just relaxed. There is a little more responsibility covering, you know, Tyler's backside. I mean, I'm fully embracing it. I want to take care of Tyler
right.
the best I can. Nate's got some big shoes. I mean, he's like, you know, what size? Like 16, 17, like 14, 15. So I'm just trying, you know, to do what I can and just make sure my name, as long as they don't talk about me, that means I'm doing my job.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly. Unless you're getting drafted in the first round, hopefully in a few years, right?
Yeah.
Any new guys on the defensive line catching your attention? Yeah, I know you got a few big freshmen, Nembots there, and you know, Parker. Any freshmen really catching your eye about, wow, those guys could add some impact right away?
I mean, they're Judah Parker, Stephon Nembot. They're both great players.
Yep.
They still need to adjust to the speed and really like the power of
right.
you know, college compared to high school. But they're going to be great players.
Right.
These coaches brought in a good recruiting class.
Great.
It's a short little time. These kids are going to develop immature.
Right.
Great.
Who's the hardest defensive end to block on the team?
Depends on what type of block I'm doing. I mean,
this guy just wants to kill the quarterback. Who's the hardest guy to stop?
I mean, honestly, ever since I, like, rose up to about, like, the first string, I've been battling. Me and Josh have always, like, battled. I mean, he's, like, the speed rusher. You know, he wants to get around me. I got to make sure he doesn't. And he's got some great moves.
Right.
He definitely works hard. Goldberg's a really good player. On scouts, he was scout team last year, and now he's practically starting. He's definitely earned that spot. Him and Tony Frembo worked me and Nate. Like, Nate was so grateful to have them on scout.
Yep.
Prepare them every week, and I was grateful too. But me and Josh definitely, we love battling against each other. Like, we're always cool off the field, but I mean, on the field, I mean, tension to high, we've gotten a couple tackles.
Right.
Things have been fun, but.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and the offensive line is, you know, whether anybody likes it or not, they're the key to the offense. Defensive line is the key to the defense. So you guys embrace that. Is you guys talking about as a unit, man, we really need to have a great year for us to be successful. Is the coaching really pushing you to that direction? And, you know, how important is you for you guys to have an unbelievable year so you guys can lead, you know, send Ryan Miller off on a high note and make sure, you know, you guys do what you need to do to win?
I mean, the coach is definitely, they parked it a little more saying, you know, it starts in the trenches, it starts in the offensive line. The tempo, even like our attitude starts right at the front line with the offensive line, how we start off.
Right.
And, I mean, we're trying to give that meaning today. You know, there's tough times when we're down, and that's when we need to pick it up even more, because as soon as our emotions start, you know, leveling out, that's when the whole entire offense's emotions,
right.
emotions are going to start leveling out. So, like, we've harped on it. They've definitely told us, and we got to continue to bring that intensity every day. This camp, which is, like, 2 days long. I'm going to be honest. I feel like my legs are already dead.
You know, 3-hour-long practices. I don't think you guys did that last year. I don't remember that long, so it's...
I don't remember, but...
It seems like you guys are much more routine, schedule,
yeah.
hotel. You know, we just talked to Coach Embry, 40 minutes of free time a night. It seems like you guys are really scheduled on a regimen, and it's, you know, I think that might transfer well to the road for you guys and stuff like that. So, you know, talk about that a little bit. I don't know who you're rooming with, and, you know, is it bringing the team closer together like I think Embry wants to?
I think they try to pair us up with our, like, complete polar opposites. I got a cornerback, Jared Bell.
Yep.
He's a great guy, except, you know, I'm offensive line. He's a DB.
Right.
We don't really get to communicate that much.
Right.
I think there's maybe, like, one play I think I'll ever go out and try to block the corner.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it's good to get to know him. He's a great guy.
Yep.
He got a little banged up today, but,
right.
I mean, he's going to be recovered, come back. And,
gotcha.
So, as that, I mean, everyone's mixing in different people to get to know, you know.
Right.
To just basically, like, expand our horizons with our relationships on the team, make it a closer unit.
Yeah, awesome. Any more questions?
No, that's it.
I appreciate it, buddy. Have a good year.
Good luck. Yeah, thank you.